Welcome to episode 5 of Hyperparathyroidism, A Patient's Perspective. With me, your host, Lisa Marie. I wanted to chat today about hair in relation to hyperparathyroidism. Hair loss, thinning hair, texture changes, receding hairlines, and breakage. I remember when I raised this symptom with, or this problem, with one of the doctors that I saw. The doctor looked at me straight in the eye and she said, "Do you dye your hair?" And it was as if to insinuate that this may be in some way the cause of all my hair problems and not the disease. And as a former hairdresser, I can tell you that there is nothing that I was putting on my hair at that time or have put on my hair since that could cause that kind of damage. Certainly not a receding hairline, and certainly not the breakage and the thinning of the hair. I have been suffering from all of that since the very beginning of the disease, and it was very gradual to begin with. And then as my symptoms worsened and my numbers, my blood levels of my PTH, etc., increased, so did my hair issues. I was getting and still get hair loss when I was washing or showering. Sometimes it's more, sometimes it's a little bit less. I lose hair when I'm brushing, whilst I'm sleeping. Often the bathroom floor is covered in hair. I have very thin patches, particularly around the front of the hair and my hairline. And specifically for me, the left side of my hairline seems to recede significantly when my bloods are up. I can see now much more of my scalp than I could before I had hyperparathyroidism. And there is constant breakage at various points. My hair has completely changed texture and has become quite frizzy where it hadn't been before. With that said, I thought I would share my tips for keeping hair as healthy as it can be whilst you're on your hyperparathyroidism journey. For me, it's down to choosing the best shampoo and conditioner that I can afford within my budget. I've chosen a customised formula to combat the specific issues that I'm having, and I find that paraben and sulfate-free shampoos and conditioners are much better. When styling my hair, I always use a protective serum and leave-in conditioner to help protect the weak areas. And wherever possible, I let my hair dry naturally. If I am drying my hair, then I use the coolest setting and the largest barrel brush that I can to help prevent over-drying and tangling. Whilst all the aforementioned will not prevent hair loss or any other hair-related symptoms, it should help keep the remaining hair more manageable and in the best possible condition. Hopefully that's helped give you a little insight as to hair loss in relation to hyperparathyroidism and the very small steps that we can all take to help preserve what we have left. Thank you for listening. I hope that you will join me in episode 6, where we discuss dental issues in relation to hyperparathyroidism.